This is an interview with Connie Legovic, Nima Chioro, recorded by Leonora Marchioro on the 10th of January 2011 at Eleonora's home in Aylesworth. It is an interview recorded for the Italian Market Garden Oral History Project. And present is also my husband, John Marchioro. Connie, what is your full name?
Costanza Ida Marchioro Legovic.
What is your date of birth?
18th of April 1938.
What were your parents' name?
Francesco and Margherita Marchioro.
What were the names of your sisters?
Maria and Adelina.
How much older than you were your sisters? What was it like to be the youngest of three sisters?
My sister Mary was 13 years and Lena 11 years older. I guess I was a little spoilt being the baby. I can remember Lena making me pretty dresses, and I knew then what I wanted to wear at the time.
How old were you when your father died?
When my dad died, the 18th of March 1945, I was 1 month short of 7 years.
And what was your earliest memory of him?
Several, I guess. The earliest was my father lighting coal outside during the frosty months. So when I woke up in the mornings, I'd always find a little tin full of coals to warm my hands on. Pushing my doll's pram with a baby kitten in it. After several days, my mother noticed that the kitten wasn't moving and discovered it was dead. I must have been only 3 years old at the time. I must have smothered it with love, poor little thing. Also, when I started kindy, cherry season, my dad would come by with a bag full of cherries at lunchtime for me. My only kindy friend only told me a few years ago that I used to share them with her.
Can you tell me something about your parents' decision to come to Australia?
My uncle on my mother's side was already living here with my auntie, and he sponsored them out, arriving at Port Adelaide on the ship called Regina dell'Italia.
What year did they come to Adelaide?
In 1926. It was the 1st of March.
Okay. Do you know why they chose to come to Adelaide?
I guess for a better life.
Were there other Italian living close to them at the time?
Yes, my mother's brother and his wife, and his wife's brother and sister.
What do you know about what the life was like in the first years after they arrived?
Well, my mother always said that it was sad, and they both want to go back to Italy.
Do you know what work your father did when he first arrived?
Yes, he worked for my uncle, my mother's brother, in the cement business. Doing terrazzo.
Did your parents tell you any story about when they first arrived in Adelaide?
Not really, only that they had, thought of going back when they saved enough money. That was their aim, but hence things got better and remained.
Did you have other relative who lived in Australia at the time you were a child?
Yes, my uncle Vittorio, my father's brother, and auntie in Adelaide, and my mother's three brothers in Western Australia.
What do you know about your family living on Frogmore Road?
Not really, as I was only a baby at the time when they were living there.
But did your parents work on the land on Frogmore Road?
Yes, my mother and Uncle Vitalia worked the glass houses together, and my dad, because he was an asthmatic, had to work for Del Fabbro doing cement work.
Couldn't work the glass houses?
No, couldn't work the glass houses, no.
Can you tell me about the amount of land your parents leased and the kind of house your family lived on Frogmore Road?
Yes, my sister Lena told me that they shared, my mother and my uncle Vittorio shared about 2 acres of land, and the house that they lived in was built, was a tin and wood built by my dad.
And how long did your family live on Frogmore Road?
Approximately 6 years.
6 years. When did your parents move to Pearson Street, Lockleys?
After 6 years, they moved from Frogmore Road to Pearson Street.
Can you tell me about what your family life was like on Pearson Street? What did your parents do? How many glasses did?
Yes. Well,
just tell me, what did you used to do? And
well, I was very young, so I was still at school, but my father had formed a friendship with Tillett's Monumental, and there he worked for him polishing tombstones from home. My mother continued working 6 glass houses with my sister Mary. In the evenings, Lena and I would help Mum with the sorting and packing, and my Uncle Vittorio would often come and help in the evenings.
And do you remember what did your mum used to grow?
Yes, beans, which I used to help pick from school holidays, and mainly glass houses, tomatoes.
And whether they used to sell the veggie, their tomatoes and beans.
Mum used to send them to Melbourne and the beans here in Adelaide.
When your parents moved to Lockleys, did they keep in touch with people on Frogmore Road?
Yes, the Piovers and Tonelato families. The Tonelatos shared a building which was subdivided in rooms, several rooms, and I do know that the Tonelatos had 2 rooms, a kitchen and dining room, and sleeping and bathroom areas was a train carriage which they called the vagon.
Vagoni. So, what else can you tell me about
yes.
the vagoni?
Well, I can remember Assunta polishing the floors. And when I used to go and visit Sunday every week, and I used to love the little bedrooms, I thought they were so nice, that's bad law. And my mother remained friends with Sunday's mother Lisa and Rosalia Piovesan until they both died. Rosalia would frequently visit Mum in her new house, and I would drive her back home.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And who were the children from Frogmore Road who you kept in touch with? Do you socialise with any of them?
Yes. Assunta and the Piovesan boys, whom I still socialise with now.
Do you go out? What do you do? Do you get together 2-3 times a year?
Oh, yeah, yes. We, especially with the 2 Piovesan boys, we socialise quite frequently, with birthdays and anniversaries. It's quite often a year.
Well, that's good. How did you get to be friend with Assunta Tonelatos?
my sister Lena was very close her sister Rosina, and Lena used to carry me on her hip around to see Rosina, and because in those days there weren't pushers, and that was the beginning of our friendship, and still remains. In fact, we also worked together at one stage.
Where did you work?
At the Adelaide Airport for over 10, 12 years.
And what was your job at the Adelaide Airport?
I was the manageress of the restaurant and canteen.
Did you enjoy doing that job?
Yes, I did, yes.
Can you tell me what you remember about visiting Frogmore Road when you were a child?
Yes, each Sunday I would push my bike to go and see Sunta. There we would play with the Tonelato and Pioversen boys. We would play marbles, or alleys in those days were called, and brandy in the middle. Also, the Ballaston boys, Frankie and Jithu, and my cousin Johnny would join us on many occasions. Sunta would bake with the most delicious cream puffs, and I was her assistant.
And do you remember when your other cousin came from Italy?
Yes. That was a cousin on my dad's side. Giovanning, and also younger brother Umberto.
What do you remember about growing up during the war?
Well, I must have been only about four, but I do remember quite a few things. The Americans camped on Pearson Street and coming to buy milk with their billy cans from my mother, who had a cow, and bringing me lollies and drinking Dad's homemade wine. Also planes flying over with a siren. My dad would then say that they are the Japanese dropping dolls for me. Although we had a trench, we never used it. Also, I can remember going to the shops with coupons.
Coupons. Mm. Okay. And did you know any Italian people who were interned in the war by the Australian government? And where did they go?
Yes. Only my mother's brother. And he was interned at Loveday here in South Australia.
Yeah. What about your Uncle Vittorio?
And my Uncle Vittorio in Alice Springs. They're the only two that I know of.
Now, can you tell me when? What did your mother do when your father died?
When Dad died, Mum had to carry on with the glass houses because, being the youngest, I was still at school, and that was the only thing she knew. Eventually, buying her own property, and also in Lockleys, and then she built her dream home. Then she retired and waited for Dad to call her on his birthday, the 28th of October 2001, at the age of 97 years.
And what else can you tell me about, your two other sisters? What can you tell me about your sisters, Lena? Did she get married?
Yes, Lena married a lovely man, Ruggero, and had three lovely boys. And she kept on with her dressmaking, and at the age of 84 is still doing a little bit for the nursing home and hostel where she now lives after Ruggero died.
Where did you go to school, Connie?
I went to the Convent of Mercy at Henley Beach
And I spent 10 years there with the nuns. They were beautiful memories where I made lifelong friends with four girls. From the day we all left school in the 50s, we started socialising twice yearly, and then we got down to four times a year, and now to every 2 months we socialise in each other's homes with about five others joining us, including two nuns. We have kept this up for 55 years and also travelling overseas with one girl.
So what year did you stop going to school?
Oh, gosh, must have been 1953 or 4, something like that. Yeah.
And what did you do straight after school?
Started work.
Study?
Started work.
Started work. Where did you, what was your first job?
Dressmaking. Yeah. I left school. When I left school, I started working in a fashion house doing dressmaking. But I continued playing sport, tennis and basketball, which I loved. And on Sunday nights, I would go to the Italian church dance at St. Patrick's Groat Street, and once a month it was held at the cathedral in the city with Assunta. Her married brother would always drive us there and pick us up. Lena would always make me a new dress for each week, and when I got home, she would ask me if I was the best dressed. Of course I was, at least I thought so, but I did receive lovely compliments from the boys. There I met my husband and had two wonderful children.
So when did you get married?
In 1957.
And what's the name of your children?
And I had two wonderful children, Paul, Anthony and Amanda Jane. And I now have four beautiful grandchildren.
And can you tell me about significant things in your adult years?
Well, later on in my 40s, I took a course in... a two-month course in nurse assistant, and after that I received my nurse assistant certificate and started working in a nursing home for 12 years. And after that, after having a fall and injuring my back, after a year's rest, I started working for the Western Suburbs domiciliary care with the community, with the Italian community, until retirement age.
And tell me, did you ever went back to went to visit Italy?
Yes, I went back in 2001. That was my first time. And then again in 2009 and 2010.
Then tell us, what was your feeling when you went to visit your parents' hometown?
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah, beautiful. A lovely position. And I just love Italy, full stop. But everything about Italy I loved.
And did you meet some of your relation there? What were they like?
9 years ago, I met all my relations on my father's side, and stayed in one of my cousin's apartments for the last two times that we went.
How many relations have you got, roughly?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I've got that many. I'm about 30, I suppose. Yeah, there were so many of them, you know. First time I didn't get to meet all of them. But in 2009, I met every one of them, yes, and had some wonderful times with them.
And can you just tell us the story about when you met your mother's parents, when you went to visit the house that she lived in when she was a little girl?
That was really lovely. I was there talking with this lady that her son owned my mother's house,
And during the conversation, she told me that her mother had a best friend that went to Australia. And I'm thinking, yes, my mother always used to talk about a best friend that she left behind. And when she mentioned that her mother's best friend had a sick daughter, I straight away realised who she was, and I said my mother had a great friend. Her name was Maria Penser, and she said yes. I said, well, I said I'm the daughter of Margarita, and I said I'm the daughter of Margarita Marchiaro, and it was a lovely. And through her, later on, because she lived next door to my mother's cousin, I got to meet my mother's cousin, you know. Yes.
That must have been...
And that was the only relative on my mother's side that I that she had in Italy, yes.
So that's an old story.
Yeah, it was a lovely story, and quite sad at the time because we both broke down and cried. Yeah, we only wish that our mothers could have been alive to, you know, tell them that, you know, that we met. Yeah, two daughters met. Yeah.
And what else can I ask you? What about your life now? What do you enjoy doing at the moment?
Well, I enjoy looking after my grandchildren. after my grandchildren. I just love my little 4-year-old grandchild, Jordana. She's so gorgeous. After 11 years, we call her the surprise baby. And she's just beautiful.
That's
my enjoyment, you know. And I still love going out with friends and dressing up. Joy.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to tell me about your family?
Not really, I think.
No, don't. No. Okay, and I understand that now you live in a house very close to where your parents lived on Frogmore Road. Can you tell me why you have returned to your roots?
Yes, I've always been one for buying and selling and building. So I built several homes in my years because I enjoyed interior decorating. So that was like a hobby for me, I guess, is buying blocks and subcontracting my own homes and decorating. And when I decided that I'd love to do it once more, it was by coincidence that land came available on Frogmore Road. So there I am. That was in 1994.
Well, Connie, thank you very much for sharing your story with me. I really appreciate you giving such interesting information about your life in this interview today.
And thank you, Leonora. Thank you once again.
We are restarting our interview with Connie Marchioro because we thought of other questions to ask. When did you first meet your mother's relation from Western Australia?
The first time I met my two uncles was soon after my dad died in 1945. My uncle Nello and my uncle Fiorindo came to visit Mum straight after.
And... what was the your uncle's names?
Fiorindo and Nello Marchioro, and they were all born in Monte de Marlo.
And how old were you?
I was 6. At the time I went back to Perth, I was 16. And my uncle Nello and Auntie Teresina and my cousin Carmen came to Adelaide with a new custom line in those days, and they took me back with them.
We left Adelaide about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, I remember, and we drove past Ceduna and had our first arriving there at 11:30, and had the sleepover, slept in our clothes, so we'd have an early start in the morning. Left at 4 o'clock in the morning and arrived in Perth the next morning at 1 o'clock, and that was New Year's Eve. Had a sleep, and that same night we went to a New Year's Eve party where I met all my other uncles and aunties and cousins for the first time.
How long did you stay in Western Australia, and what did you do?
I was there 14 days. I was shared around with my other uncles and my mother's sister, Maria. Spent 14 lovely days going to the beach, picnics and dances with my two cousins. Time came when I travelled back by train by myself, and Mum and Mary picked me up at the Adelaide railway station.
Do you still keep in touch with your relation in Western Australia?
Yes, I've travelled back to Perth on 5 different occasions, and I'm still in contact with 2 of my cousins by phone quite frequently.
What was your social life after your father died?
Not much, because Mum didn't go out much, you know. I had a sick sister, Marie, at the time, so Mum was restricted. But we used to go and visit my Uncle Vittorio and Auntie Angelina nearly every Friday night for tea, and vice versa. My Uncle Vittorio would always walk us back until he bought himself a truck. Then he would, you know, drive us home.
Do you remember your Uncle Vittorio telling you stories?
Yes, I can remember that quite vividly. One of the nights that he was walking back home, he found a large knife near a celery patch, and from that day on, I was petrified coming home, even though my uncle was walking us back.
How long did it take you to walk from Frogmore Road to Pearson Street?
About 20 minutes. We used to cut through the Tonelato and Pioverson property and come out onto Findon Road and then Pearson Street.
And what was the road? Was there any road?
Oh, yes, the road was bitumen at the time, yes. A small little narrow bridge, but apart from that, the road was good.
What other story can you tell us?
One of my...
Romano?
One of my best times were at school, naturally, but winning the South Australia School tennis pennant with my other team colleagues, you know, we won the South Australia School pennant, which was lovely. And sharing birthday parties with Assunta, as we were born the same month, 2 days apart, but 1 year apart. And going to the pictures with my sister Lena and our next door neighbours, 2 girls.
Can we go back a little bit? Can you tell me the story about your cousin Romano?
Yes, I can remember Romano. He was only a young little boy. We were still living in Pearson Street at the time, and he started digging up Mum's back garden. And after a while, he came across and found a jar of money hidden that Mum had hidden. And also, he used to come and play cards when we moved to Lascock Avenue. Every Friday night, he would come and play cards with Mum, and Mum thoroughly enjoyed his company. And I can remember, you know, when Romano came to visit Mum in hospital the night she died. In fact, that was brought up, you know, about the playing cards. And I'll always remember my mum and Romano that night.
And, Connie, what are you doing in retirement years?
After a few years in retirement, I was asked by Uniting Care if I would like to come back as a casual, doing 2 days respite only. I went back, started off doing 2 days, and eventually cutting it back to 6 hours per week, which I'm still doing now at the age of 73, and babysitting for my 4-year-old beautiful little granddaughter, Jordana.
Well, Connie, thank you very much for sharing your story with me. I really appreciate you giving such interesting information about your life in this interview today.
And thank you, Johnny and Leonora. Thank you.